Okay, so at this point, you've had an opportunity to evaluate a little bit how this compromised sensual circle may be showing up inside of your life, inside of your physical symptoms, inside of your internal awarenesses, and even inside of some behavior or some external awarenesses with your body. We're going to be moving into how to create those sensual boundaries and honor who you are. And first, I actually want to invite you to hear and listen and receive some new awarenesses around boundaries themselves. So we're going to take boundaries a little bit deeper. Boundaries are an area where women continually have issues. It's very, very challenging for us, and it goes back to the desire to please and serve others. You know, it's a beautiful thing to want to please and serve others, right? It can be a gorgeous thing, but it's so easily what I see time and time again, and I've certainly had this experience before, to go into overcompensation around wanting to desire to please or serve others. And in fact, making a mistake that that pleasing others and serving others is actually a way for you to fill yourself up. So it can become this really interesting distraction and even very, very unhealthy way of feeling value inside of yourself when you're continually putting your own needs last and fulfilling other people's needs for a way for you to actually feel value. At their core, women know that they cannot truly serve others unless they take care of themselves. We hear this on the airplane all the time. Yeah, yeah, take care of myself first. And yet, the majority of women have no idea how to set a boundary. And for the most part, they don't even know what setting a boundary even really means. So, I'd like you to ask yourself, why have you struggled with setting boundaries in the past? Maybe you have an experience where you attempted to set a boundary and that didn't go so well. Maybe you had, and when I say didn't go so well, maybe the person got really upset and you feel like you lost relationship with that person. Maybe you attempted to set a boundary and you didn't set it correctly and therefore you didn't follow through. That can really stop women from setting boundaries as well. So begin to identify now why you've struggled with setting boundaries in the past. Sometimes it's a fear of loss of love. There can be a lot of things that come up inside of this. I also invite you to pay attention to the fear of not being needed. When you start to step into your sensual circle and you really start honoring yourself, if you have been in the past pleasing others, serving others for a way, in a way of feeling value and receiving some internal value around pleasing everybody else, when you do start to honor your sensual circle and you do start taking responsibility for your own life in a new way, there can be a fear of, oh my gosh, people might not need me anymore. It can be very scary inside the faux types as well. So take some time to identify this. Boundaries can not be easy to set sometimes when women are confused about what they really want. And this is a really vicious cycle, in fact, because when you have a compromised sensual circle and you're allowing the needs and desires of everybody else to make your decisions for you, it can feel very difficult to know what you want. In fact, you might have forgotten what it is you want. You might have no idea what it is you want because you've spent so much time and energy pleasing everybody else. The vicious cycle that occurs is that you will not know what you want until you stop listening to the outside world and set a sensual circle boundary and honor who it is you are. Once you do that, your desires, your needs, your requirements become more clear. Boundaries stem from self-love and self-respect, which are core ingredients that so many women are lacking. So as you step into this, I invite you to really feel that inside of your body. This is an opportunity for you to step into a higher level of self-love and self-respect. The simple definition of a boundary is a property line. Feel that for a minute, a property line. What so many women fail to understand is that this meaning you, is a precious property that you're protecting, that you're preserving. Feel into that. Your embodiment, your sensual circle, your soul, your body itself, your lifetime, your purpose, your individual uniqueness is something that you have the opportunity to preserve. Forming healthy boundaries is a beautiful opportunity to honor yourself. It is the true, authentic, delicate nature of who you really are. And inside of delicate, I would also say powerful, because you can be both. And in fact, you are both. You are delicate and you are powerful. When you do set a healthy boundary, it is clear to see who has ownership. Okay, let's really feel into this for a minute. Remembering that the simple definition of a boundary is a property line. When you set a healthy boundary inside your sensual circle, it is clear to see who has ownership. What I see happening with women all the time, and again, I've experienced this as well, is when we take over responsibility for others, it is very, very difficult to see whose is what stuff. In fact, you may have had the experience where you're incredibly compassionate or empathetic, and you might see somebody who has a trigger, has an upset towards something, and you suddenly feel like it's up to you to fix it for them. It is not. This is a confused sensual circle. This is not honoring the other person inside of their own sensual circle and their property line, and you overstepping somebody else's property line and boundaries, feeling like it's up to you to fix something, that somehow you have ownership of someone else's feelings or opportunities or upset, and you do not. So setting a healthy boundary inside your sensual circle assists you in being very, very clear about what is yours and what is somebody else's. Boundaries allow you to freely see which feelings are yours to own and which feelings are someone else's that you have no control over. Again, this is another way that the faux types can sneak in and give women a false sense of value. Because if someone is upset and you go into their sensual circle and you go out of your own and you try to make them feel better and you try to take something away from them, you are giving yourself a false identity that you somehow had control over making them feel better. Now, I want to be really clear because I'm not saying that we go around as stone people and that we don't care and that we don't have compassion for what somebody else is going through. What I'm talking about, and I invite you to really feel the discernment and the difference inside of this, I'm talking about when you all of a sudden are getting upset inside and you feel some sort of obligation and necessity to fix something for someone. This is not an easy thing, okay? Especially when we love people, whether it's our kids, our partners, our husbands, our friends, and we see them going through some sort of upset. Yes, we would love people to feel better. However, what we often don't realize is that whatever it is that person is experiencing, they're experiencing it for a reason. And can you respect that whatever it is they're experiencing is theirs to experience and not invade somebody else's property line and fix that experience for them or fix those feelings for them or somehow take false ownership or control over their experience, and inside of that, giving away your opportunity to experience control and your own property line inside. Taking personal ownership of our own feelings and reactions is the start of setting an appropriate, healthy boundary. I'm going to say that again. Beginning to take personal ownership of your own feelings and your own reactions is the beginning of setting appropriate, healthy boundaries. I'm going to talk a little bit more about how that plays out when it's not in alignment for you. So just feel that as I say it. Are you aware that there have been times where you have not taken ownership of your own feelings, where you pointed the finger about it's this person or that came up or this reason? Just be aware of that. Boundaries assist us in realizing our freedom and our lifelong dream. Boundaries are a critical component of you living you fully. I talked earlier about overcoming guilt. You know, it's just this really interesting kind of phenomenon that women step into. I don't see men as much inside of this, although, you know, I don't have that personal experience inside of this lifetime, so I'm just speaking from observation. However, as a woman, I see this very, very deeply. We talked about already that the majority of women have the misconception that boundaries are somehow selfish. And with what I've already begun to explain to you, I invite you to get out of the logical mind and really feel as to how this has played a role in your life up until this point, because it's incredibly fascinating. Because if you have felt inside of your own life that boundaries are selfish and you haven't set any, and inside of that you've been participating with other people in relationship in your life and you've been taking over responsibility for their feelings, you've been trying to please them, and you've been receiving a false sense of identity, of value inside of that back and forth energy, then you've been really playing into the opportunity to lose your power. Boundaries are about self-love and self-control. Woo! Okay, do you love yourself enough to not take responsibility for somebody else's upset? Do you love yourself enough to honor what it is you require inside? Do you have that level of self-control to not feel a false sense of identity or worthiness and go in somebody else's sensual circle and try to fix things for them? Boundaries serve love and boundaries serve respect. They're not selfish. When you take control of yourself, you are able to love more deeply. There's a higher level of self-compassion, empathy available to you. It's more clear. You know, if you've ever felt, if you've ever moved into a place where you were taking over responsibility for someone else's situation, it's incredibly heavy. It's incredibly dense. You know, you've put yourself in a space where you're not in power. Inside of that, it's very difficult to see or even love clearly because you're all of a sudden involved in something that really isn't yours. So when you allow yourself to step into a sensual circle that's really congruent with who you are inside of your soul, you're able to love more deeply. You're able to love from a higher level of respect and honor for what that person's really seeking to experience. It's more purposeful and it's more with a lot more intent. This experience allows you the ultimate life, the one that you've always desired. So let's see how this plays out. Before we go any further, I'm going to ask you to spend just a couple moments making some notes around this, just a few moments of journaling. And again, just as we started inside of module one, I'm really going to invite you to pause this module and complete this exercise. Complete it, because this is building your opportunity for confidence and follow through. You know, it's so easy to say, I'll get to it, I'll do it later. And inside of that building, you build that internal to-do list that doesn't serve you. I'm looking forward to and intending for you to release energetic units inside of yourself and gift yourself permission to follow through and make forward movement right now. So how do you feel inside when you know you are not honoring your sensual circle? It's a very personal question, a very important one. It's really important that you do identify right now how this feels. Because when we do go into setting healthy boundaries inside your sensual circle, you're going to require to make some big decisions. So it's important now to say, wait a minute, what's been going on inside? Can I honor what it is that's been coming up inside of me and how this actually feels? Please be specific to how you feel when you compromise your sensual circle. Notice I said when you compromise your sensual circle. This isn't anybody else's responsibility but yours. And we'll talk about responsibility a little bit more because I know sometimes we get scared with that word. So take a moment here to journal. How do you feel inside when you know you are not honoring your sensual circle? Go ahead and pause. And as soon as you do, meet me back here because I have one final question for you inside of your sensual circle before we move on to the setting of these boundaries. The last question I'm going to invite you to complete inside of this module is currently your sensual circle feels like what? Now that you've identified what it feels like currently with your sensual circle, how it feels when that circle is compromised, I'm going to ask you to identify where you are right now inside of your sensual circle. And let me explain what these mean. The very beginning explanation that I gave you of that gold cord that's really beautifully wound tight, that thick, you know, gold thread, that is honored and tight sensual circle. Okay? If you've ever seen a shoelace lose that little plastic part at the end or a rope that loses the end knot, and it begins to fray and come unraveled, and you can no longer get that shoelace through the hole. That is a frayed sensual circle. You experience this if you really don't have a sensual circle. If people are coming and going, and you really feel like you don't have any boundaries, and you're very much in people pleasing, and you say yes when you mean no, you say no when you mean yes, and it really is just a lot of static and a lot of confusion inside of that. That is a frayed sensual circle. A lot of women fall into that category. The last opportunity, so you're going to identify one of these. You see it's either honored and tight, frayed, or in barbed wire. You're going to circle one of those. Let me explain to you what I mean by barbed wire. When a woman has, typically this stems from a woman going through some sort of experience where she feels that her sensual circle has been compromised. And again, this could be in any format. You know, you may have had a very deep experience where you felt where you were assaulted or something in some way. And I want to be clear that as I say that, I don't dilute any of the experience that you may have had inside of this physical world reality with that. I know it can be incredibly painful and tender and really upset the balance inside of your own power and feeling that you have the opportunity to really construct a central circle that does support you. So it might be that it also can arise from just even any kind of experience where you felt like you did not have a way to protect yourself. So what happens inside of a barbed wire sensual circle is that you make a decision that forget it, I've been hurt. I am not going to be hurt any longer. And in order for me to do that, I'm just going to shut down to some extent. And if you imagine now that sensual circle around you, instead of it being a beautiful gold corded piece of rope, it's a piece of barbed wire. And on the end of that barbed wire, it has pokes out, right? It pokes out on the end. So this is something that's very kind of prickly, very closed, very like, don't mess with me kind of a thing, very shut off. And it works to some extent, right? Because you feel like, okay, keeping people at a distance. Don't mess with me, don't hurt me, I've got this, just get out of my way. I'm not gonna be hurt again. However, if you've ever seen a piece of barbed wire, what's fascinating about it is that there are pokes on both sides of that barbed wire. So yeah, a barbed wire central circle keeps people distance, keeps you protected. That inside poke is hurting you. It's also keeping you disconnected from you, your truth, your soul, and your sensual circle. So feel into which one of these is most prominent for you in your life right now at this particular point. Do you have an honored and tight sensual circle? Is it frayed or is it barbed wire? Okay, go ahead and identify that, and I will meet you back here as we go into the next phase. Actually, before we do that, after you've identified your sensual circle and where it is right now, I invite you to write the following sentence inside of your template. My intention is to elegantly and effortlessly heal and protect and preserve my sensual circle so I may share my gifts with the highest good of all concerned. So identify if your sensual circle is frayed, barbed wire, if you feel like it's perfectly in tune. Go ahead and complete that. Write that out, hand write that. This is not something to be typed. This is a beautiful opportunity for you to physically interact with this energy. And then I will meet you back here and we're going to talk about specifically setting these in a way that is honoring to you, the woman that you are, and the particular life stage you're finding yourself in. So go ahead and complete those pieces, honor yourself, follow through. It only takes a few minutes. And the energy can be really intense around this. When we start to recognize that we haven't been honoring the truth of who we are, when we start to recognize that we've been holding people at a distance and that it's hurting us, it can bring up a lot of energy. If you don't have a candle lit at this point, it might be something that you consider doing. Again, if it's going to pull you completely out of your process and you got to run all around the house looking for a candle matches and, just light an energetic candle and allow yourself to step into this beautiful, gorgeous opportunity for you to honor the truth of who you are and the life that you said yes to. I'll meet you back here.